This is an end-of-week edition of the Daily Ozarks at Large program. Kyle Kellums with me is Katie Hendrickson, who is the host of Note with Katie Hendrickson every Sunday through Thursday at 8 p.m. on 91.3 and every Sunday through Thursday at 9 a.m. on KUAF2. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle.
It's Friday.
Yes, I'm excited.
Your programming week begins on Sunday with a symphony.
Yes, and one of the reasons I love having 2 hours to bring new classical music is for exactly the reason that I've picked out a symphony from Mahler. It's his fifth symphony. This recording spans 1 hour and 10 minutes. So if I had an hour program, I wouldn't even be able to play all of it for you. So I'll get to play the entirety of Mahler's fifth. Something notable about his fifth symphony is it has the adagietto, which is often performed alone, and it was written to Alma Mahler before they became married in a draft form. So that's kind of, I think these liner notes that I'm reading, they say that it's not like conclusive that was, but there's the common opinion is that that's what happened, that was originally written for Alma.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So we'll hear the entire fifth.
The entire fifth symphony on Sunday. And then let's see, we are continuing all until December 24th with the Aura Singers, their musical advent calendar. They are a choral group out of the UK, and they have this amazing project. It's original carols that they've just put together for this project on December 24th. They're releasing it all digitally for you to buy, but they've partnered with stations across the globe. I believe KUIF and one other station maybe in the United States are the only two participating stations.
Wow.
At least if that's what I looked at the data that they gave me. So really excited to participate. And so at the beginning of the show, you'll be able to hear the Aura Singers, and some of the carols have been exclusively commissioned for the ensemble. And one thing that the Aura Singers is doing is they hearken back to the choral traditions of the Renaissance and celebrate that concept, and they're bringing everything innovating into the 21st century, and they're using both those things. They definitely the director Susie Digby, she says that she feels like we're in a new golden age for choral music.
Neat. So we're going to continue through Christmas to hear those new versions that they send you digitally, and then you play for us.
Yes, every single day in Evernote.
And sometimes more than one.
Because I have to play catch up since I'm not a daily show, not on 7 days a week. So there's a day where we'll have 3 carols to catch up with everything. So.
Gets us in the spirit.
Yes. And speaking of, there's so many, it is a season.
Yes.
Lots of the seasonal things happening, including a broadcast of the recent Fort Smith Chorale's Christmas concert.
Speaking of.
They had that concert November 30th at the First United Methodist Church in Fort Smith. And we always broadcast the Christmas concert and their spring concert. I'm airing the entirety of their concert in my Thursday episode of Evernote.
Excellent. Will it be at the beginning, or will you play something else and then go to them?
I will be starting with the Advent, musical Advent, to keep up with that,
yes,
and then go right into the Fort Smith Chorale.
Fun.
And then finally, if you'd maybe like a chance to experience the Christmas holiday season in person, Sona is offering tickets to listeners. I have a few matinee tickets, pairs of tickets to give away to the Very Sona Christmas. The matinee performance is December 16th at 2 p.m. And it's such a fun concert. They bring together, they have the Sona singers, their vocal ensemble, and invite high school and collegiate choruses in, and then special guest soloists. So it's a fun tradition to go to. And so if you'd like to be considered for tickets, anyone who hops on to my Facebook page and adds me right now, I'll be taking names there. That's Of Note with Katie Hendrickson on Twitter. I'm also taking names. You can go to Twitter, tweet me. That's Of Note KUAF.
Classical music concert as a matinee is always a good idea, but something about the Christmas concert being
it really
matinee
gets you in the spirit.
Yeah.
And it's one of the, it's so fun because there's so many people coming together to make the Christmas concerts happen. I mean, I'm like, how many people can they fit on stage? So it's a really great experience.
And the thing about these musicians is their lives are as busy as ours.
Yet
yes. Now they're putting one more thing in.
Oh yes, sometimes I'm amazed. I talk to my friends who perform here, and the amount of different concerts that they're putting together and playing all over the place, it boggles my mind.
Mine too. And makes me glad I'm not a musician. The only time I'm glad. Katie Hendrickson of Note with Katie Hendrickson, Sunday through Thursday on 91.3 from 8 to 10 p.m., Sunday through Thursday, 9 to 11 a.m. on KUAF2. Happy weekend.
Thank you, Kyle.